Ryan Clark, there's uncertainty around almost every federal aid program after the White House Budget Office in a memo ordered federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect that it conflicts with President Trump's executive orders. Medicare and Social Security are exempt from the memo, but ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says
the directive is not specific, but it's clearly far-reaching. It says, quote, this memorandum requires federal agencies to identify and review all federal financial assistance programs and supporting activities consistent with the president's policies and requirements.
Immigration arrests continue to increase. ICE says nearly 1,200 people were arrested yesterday. Chipmaker NVIDIA suffered the largest single-day loss in stock market history, nearly $600 billion Monday on news of a Chinese company's AI product. Meanwhile, Boeing says it lost almost $4 billion in the fourth quarter. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. Proposed legislation would return state employees to the office. The Republican measure would require all state employees to return to work in their physical offices by July 1st. Those whose job duties were already being performed off-site prior to March of 2020 are exempt from the proposed mandate. A survey of Wisconsin businesses finds support for tariffs on China. The latest Wisconsin employer survey by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce shows 86% of respondents to the semiannual survey support imposing tariffs on countries like China in response to unfair trade practices. And researchers at UW-Madison find alcohol sales increased by about 3 to 5% over 2 years following mass shootings. Researchers looked at roughly 320 mass shootings from 2006 to 2019 and compared alcohol sales from the same time range recorded by a database which tracks grocery and drugstore sales.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and mild today, but still quite breezy. Highs in the mid-40s. Wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s. Still breezy with wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
99.7 Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 7:02 on Tuesday morning. Emily will be joining us shortly. We have all sorts of fun things that we're going to talk about. Things you do during the day that could count as exercise. Of course, this is not proven by a doctor, so we will give that caveat right now. Also, at 8 o'clock, we have a flash sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. You're going to get 50% off a service certificate at Backroad Baraboo Motors. We'll tell you at 8 o'clock what you need to do, so be ready for that. Make sure you're ready to go. We're looking forward to having you join us this morning for that flash sale. Also, as a reminder, celebrating a birthday or anniversary, know someone that is, text those into us now, 608-355-9970. Here is Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love on Max FM.
Shakes all over like a jelly blue. 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music with Dave and Emily. 7:10 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. You know what is simply irresistible? This weather forecast is amazing. I am excited about this. We see some warming trends today. Mostly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. Tonight it will be partly cloudy with a low at 29. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 38. Now here's the best part of this forecast. Thursday, sunny with a high near 50 degrees. degrees. Yes, you heard me correctly. Shorts weather on Thursday. I wish there was a golf course open for that as well. Friday, we do have a slight chance of rain in the morning. It'll be sunny with a high of 39. Looking ahead to the weekend, we do have a slight chance of snow. We are keeping an eye on that system. It's going to cool down into the 40s, but hey, I'm going to take 49 degrees to 50 on Thursday. I'm excited if you cannot tell. You know, sad time of year when you get January weather and you do not have it cold to end out January. I'm excited. I'm beyond words this morning. It's going to be fantastic. Emily, this weather's amazing by Thursday.
I know. Good morning. Every day good now, morning. I wake up to your weather forecast and I am just like, woohoo! It just keeps getting better. It feels like summer outside almost. Not really. But it's balmy. Compared to last week?
Yes, and maybe shorts by Thursday. We'll see. I am contemplating it. We'll see what happens there. But you know what I'm not contemplating is giving away tickets this morning. Crystal Grand has a great show coming up on February 7th, and this one is going to be great. If you ever loved the band Dokken and you did not get a chance to hear them before, you know they did break up. I mean, that's what it came down to. So they did break up, but Greg Lynch is still playing music and is the final ride. The Greg Lynch is going to be up at the Crystal Grand Music Theater February 7th, and this is going to be some great music, and I'm excited about that as well. And you have a chance to win tickets to see them up at the Crystal Grand Music Theater February 7th, and we are going to have you text in final ride 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Text in final ride for a chance to see Greg Lynch up at the Crystal Grand Music Theater February 7th. Emily, we can't make it any easier than that.
That's right. We can't. Actually, there's one way that it makes it easier. You can either win, and if for some reason you don't win, you can also go to crystalgrand.com and put in the word Radio Mob, RadioMob 25, for a 40% discount on these tickets. So we're making it easier. And then easier again. So yeah, definitely do this. This is exciting. Anytime you get a chance to see a band or an artist, kind of like Dave said, the final ride or last show or farewell tour or whatever you want to call it, whatever they call it, it's just special, right? I mean, so This is kind of that opportunity. Crystal Grand is a great theater to see stuff. I know Dave and I have both been there for a show in the last few months each separately, but both enjoyed ourselves immensely. Not a bad seat in the house. So yeah, definitely text in those words this morning or go to the website and put in the word Radio Mob and you will win or, you know, get discounted on some tickets.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I mean, it's just a lot of things happening this morning. Also, 8 o'clock this morning, we have a flash show at maxfmbigdeals.com. We're going to be giving, well, not giving away, but certificates will be half off to Back Road Baraboo Motors. And those are going to be half off a service certificate, Back Road Baraboo Motors, maxfmbigdeals.com, starting at 8 o'clock this morning. It is our flash sale. I did twist some arms yesterday to get them to extend it for an hour. So that flash sale will be from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. If you get work done on your car, Back Road Baraboo Motors, service certificate half off, 8 o'clock this morning, no code required. We will talk about it at 8 o'clock in the morning and let you know when that's turned on. But I want to give everyone the heads up now. Make sure your computer at 8 o'clock because these probably will sell out. That's the other part of this. This is a limited time offer, hour only. And last time we did a flash sale, we sold out. So we don't want you losing out on this deal either.
No. And I mean, what a cool thing to get a discount on, too. I mean, it's not often that you see, you know, a discount on car service in terms of like mechanical services. That's really nice because we all need it sometimes. We know that. And oftentimes it can be pricey and it's not really something you plan on. That's the thing. So to have like a little bit of, you know, a little help in your back pocket with a certificate like this for when you need, that's really special. So that's really nice that they're offering that. And way to go, Dave, on twisting arms figuratively to get the deal to last a little bit longer for our listeners. So that's awesome. Yeah, definitely check out the flash sale. It's fun stuff, guys. We are so lucky to be able to promote this stuff because we love our local businesses.
Yeah, and the cool part is you don't know what time this is going to be. That was the other thing we were talking about yesterday as we're going through some of the upcoming flash sales. I can tell you it'll be during the morning show. It won't always be at a certain time. So that's your part. You have to be listening when we do these things because it could start at 7 o'clock, could start 7:15, 7:20. You never know. I like picking numbers randomly out of my head.
It could be on a Thursday. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You don't know. We don't even know. We don't know anything. We just are the messenger. But that's okay.
Right.
Because we do it in a funny way. So hopefully at least it makes people smile in the morning. That's what we go for.
That's exactly. That's what we're here for. And you know what? This is making me smile. And I'm going to say this is not a scientific study. And this has not been approved by my doctor. A recent study found that even 1 minute burst of activity can get your heart rate up enough to help you live longer. Here are 8 everyday things we don't think of as exercise, but maybe they should count as exercise. And I'm going to start at the top, work our way down. Number one, this is an obvious one, taking the stairs. It's a classic one, and this does definitely count as exercise. I can tell you using the stairs in the Great Day building is a workout because those stairs going up to the second floor of our new studio to be are a workout because they're a little bit different rise and they're different lengths and so forth. And so using those stairs is a workout. And I love doing it. I love the fact we have stairs. We do have an elevator as well, which I've never used to walk up and down. But stairs.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's key. I mean, it's amazing how if you have repetitive motion like that in terms of if you work somewhere where there's an option to do stairs or the elevator and you just kick that little piece in every day, it really does make a difference. Number two, this one I love, gardening or any activity that's physical. I mean, obviously any activity that's physical, but gardening does, I mean, as much as gardening can be a little bit, you know, the stooping over posture can kind of be hard on the back. If you're doing it for a while and you get down in there and are reaching and stretching and lifting and moving things, I mean, you're doing a bunch of core work. It's great. I think it's fantastic. And gardening also is really good, exercise for the soul. It just kind of makes you feel good. So I like that one a lot. I like this one too. Number three, carrying your shopping bags in, or even better, walking to the store. I think that's awesome. If you have a store near you, even just within a few blocks or less than a mile, walking to the store for some of those smaller trips where you can haul everything back, or sometimes walking to the store and having your partner or a friend pick you up with all your bags. At least you went one way and then you get to save money.
And that's a great way to do it. Number four, running to catch a train or bus, you know, and don't be original. Don't run on the bus. Don't do that. Usually if you're running to get on the bus, it's because you're late and literally running behind, pun intended. So, I get that one. But here's one that I found interesting. General cleaning can be counting as an everyday activity that counts as exercise. You heard me correctly. General cleaning, just picking up stuff around the house if you do it quick. I didn't know that. So maybe I'll do a little bit of housework, do a little bit of cleaning, and then it'll count as exercise. That is something that I was just kind of laughing about because I'm not a huge fan of doing housework, but it needs to be done sometimes. You know, there's two of us that live in this household. Well, three. The dog doesn't do house cleaning. Let's put it that way. And there's no way we're getting a maid to do our house cleaning, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is amazing, like, especially those of us who have grown up in the restaurant industry, like I know both Dave and I have. When you have that in your history or you do that currently, there's something clicks in your brain and in your body when it's time to like kind of like break down the dining room or like, you know, close the bar or, you know, whatever. There's these kind of clicks that go off and then you just get into this like hyperspeed. And it really is. If you get moving fast, picking up and doing that kind of like quick clean, it's really effective and you're tired afterward. It feels good. So yeah. And then all of a sudden you turn around and if you do it quick, you look around and you're like, there's a real feeling of accomplishment because you could really see the difference. And sometimes it's like 10 or 15 minutes and you're like, look at that. Now
and
I can go about my day, you know?
And nice. Number six ties into that. We talk about you and I both were in the service industry. I'll let you talk about number six. And I had a former career that was kind of interesting here.
Number six is doing laundry. Lifting and folding can get your muscles working. I agree. Absolutely. You're using your arms up and down, up and down, up and down. Think about some of the workouts that you see on videos or whatnot. You know, they just really have people lifting their arms up and down sometimes with weights and sometimes just in small circles, things like that. That's what you're doing when you're folding laundry. You're doing that kind of work with your upper body. And if you're carrying laundry baskets up and down the stairs, let's say you live in a house that laundry's downstairs in the basement and your bedrooms are upstairs, you're doing the stairs and the laundry and you're carrying weight. So, I mean, I think it's good. Keeping your body active, even in the small ways, really does make a difference to your day. And then you get your laundry done, your house clean, and you get to work on time because you went up the stairs. Ba-dum.
Well, that's exactly it. And I worked at a hotel when I was in high school. So we had, the restaurant had a hotel right across the street owned by the same family. And I would help them out in the morning. I would go over and help strip the beds down and then load everything up. And there was only stairs there. There was no elevator. So everything had to be carried up and down the stairs at this hotel. And that was never fun. So
it's a lot. And, wow. Another thing in common. That was my first job, too. Holy moly.
I'm going to let you talk about number seven.
Here we go. This applies everywhere. Sweeping, mopping, and vacuuming. Again, anything that gets you moving. And these things are a workout. I mean, when I do it around my house, afterward, I am tired. Sometimes, you know, if it's warm outside, you're breaking a sweat. So you're moving, again, that twisting, that core workout. You know, be careful with your back. But vacuuming, I mean, depending on what kind of vacuum you use, nowadays they've got real nice, you know, kind of lightweight vacuums. But man, when I was a kid, we had the Electrolux with the tank. And it was my job to, like, do the stairs, of course. So you had the, like, hose guy, and then you had the tank that you had to, like, haul up each stair with you as the hose is trying to, like, choke you out as you're going up the stairs, and the tank falls down the stairs and carries the kid with it. I mean, all these images happened to me. I just want to say them. I'm not exaggerating.
Those were heavy.
I mean, I was like seven. So like, I was exhausted after that. And I find that probably because of that experience, thank you, Mom and Dad, I really don't love vacuuming and hate vacuuming the stairs. I tend to be the person who gets through the vacuuming very quickly and ends up possibly running over things that shouldn't be vacuumed.
I could see that.
And then the band or whatever busts, and then got that terrible smell. Yeah, so anyway, me and vacuums aren't the best of friends. But the fact is getting back to the story at hand, it is a weight that you're pushing around in a repetitive motion. Is this not working out? It is. Boom.
Yeah. And that's the thing, and I remember those vacuums as well, and can definitely appreciate the lighter vacuums. And number eight, just getting up and down a lot. The main goal is don't sit on your butt all day, and especially as you get older. And that's one thing I love with this new job that I have here, is that I'm not always behind a desk. I'm out moving around, doing things, and doing physical activities. We're doing a new studio build-out. I mean, I love the fact I've been up and down on ladders, drilling stuff, and just all over the place doing stuff. And I love my job, and the fact that it's not always behind a desk. And so that is huge. So just moving in general, Emily, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing, and it does wonders for your brain and emotions, too, to get up and change your environment. So if you're sitting still and doing the same thing over and over again, especially at a computer, give your eyes a break, give your body a break, and get up and move around and you know, get outside, take a walk, whatever. It's amazing what it can do for your stamina to work, too. Like, if you need to get back to it and do another couple down on the computer, you're going to be able to plow through that stuff faster if you give yourself a nice break and move around.
It is, and that's a good thing. And get out and enjoy the weather. Next couple of days will be a good time to get out and move around, walk around. Emily, you'll be back at 7:40, and we're going to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
Sounds like a plan.
Morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at BaraboBank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com. to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Enjoy delicious German and Mediterranean food right downtown in the Dells at one of the area's newest restaurants, Hofbräuhaus. Try one of 30 international beers featuring Germany's Weihenstephan, the world's oldest brewery. Why not order a flight of delicious beers or a glass of wine? Their unique food menu at this intimate establishment includes schnitzel, brats, gigantic pretzels, incredible shish kebabs, Turkish meatballs, and desserts. Your next magical dining experience awaits at Hofbräuhaus on Broadway in Wisconsin Dells.
Prost. It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundahl Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at mhcmf.com. See y'all at the fair.
Maximum Hits, Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:30 on Tuesday morning. I was just kind of scrolling around the internet. And, you know, some people have some interesting hacks when they travel. This one, not so nice. You can start an argument on your next flight. If you want to stop the person in front of you from reclining their seat, All you need is a full-size Pringle can. Someone came up with this hack, and it keeps someone from reclining their seat in front of you because you may feel that they're invading your space. So you open basically your tray of your seat in front of you, or that's the seat that's right, you put your food on, whatever you may be having to drink, and you stick the Pringle can in there, and then they cannot recline the seat. And, you know, not a nice thing to do. I can't believe someone came up with this. I'm not sure that you can take Pringles on a flight with you, though, so that's the other part of it. So, yeah, I'm a little bit mystified by this one. Probably wouldn't try it, but, yeah, it's one of the newest sensations. Going around the internet, for some reason, somebody thought that was a good idea, so I would advise against it because you don't want to take the people off on the flight with you, especially if you're going to be on that airplane for a while. As a reminder, if you know someone that's celebrating a birthday anniversary, text those into us now, 608-355-9970. We will be celebrating those at 740. Also, text in Final Ride if you want to see Greg Lynch in concert. He's the former main member of Dokken. They're going to be up at the Crystal Grand February 7th. We're giving away free tickets to see that. Just text in Final Ride, 608-355-9970. And don't forget our flash sale, MaxFM. BigDeals.com starts at 8 o'clock. We'll tell you what you need to do for that as well. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports and weather. And the morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030 because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
The Bucks got 35 points each from Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard at a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz in Salt Lake City last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They're 1-1 on their trip out west and continue with a matchup at Portland tonight. Ninth-ranked Marquette returns to action in the Big East tonight. The Golden Eagles will take on the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. 17th-ranked Badgers have one more practice today before a trip to Maryland to take on the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin plays 6 of their next 8 on the road in Big Ten play. Hockey Badgers, coming off a 4-point weekend against Michigan, moved into the USA Hockey Top 20 poll at number 18 this week. The Badgers have a 2-game series at Minnesota this weekend. And the Packers made a pair of coaching moves, giving special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia a 1-year contract extension, keeps him in Green Bay for 2 years. They also rehired Luke Getsy to be a senior offensive assistant. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from 1/4 to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to 1.25 inches and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and mild today, but still quite breezy. Highs in the mid-40s. Wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s. Still breezy with wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily with Toto, Rosanna on Max FM.
could ever care for me, Rosanna. All I wanna do in the middle of the evening is hold you tight, Rosanna, Rosanna. I didn't know you were looking for more than I could ever be. Not 1 year since you went away, Rosanna.
'90s and more.
99 Max FM.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried. Yeah!
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is Tuesday, January 28th. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. As a reminder, we are going to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone that's celebrating, you still have time to get those in to us. You can text them in 608-355-9970. Emily, we have a short birthday list, but we do have a few on there today.
We do. Like I said to Dave right early this morning, happy Tuesday. Elijah Woods today is 44. Frodo Baggins in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. He's also in the first Hobbit movie, even though his character didn't appear in the book. So, you know, movies will sometimes sway a little bit from the books themselves. So anyhow, I grew up on this stuff and I love it. So happy birthday to Elijah Wood, 44. Nick Carter is 45 of the Backstreet Boys. Better spike the playlist, Dave.
I am all right. How'd you know that's what I was doing this morning?
Because you weren't talking, so that means you were messing with the playlist.
Yeah, maybe.
In season 4 of The Masked Singer as the Crocodile. Just saying for me to the rest of you, I don't understand how that show ever was created and or still is on the air. I find it very
Me neither. Me. Yeah, that one is just weird.
I think it's so weird. I've never seen it, so, you know, I guess...
I watched parts of it. If it just, it couldn't keep me drawn in. It was weird. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. So what do you see on there?
All right. So Joy Fatone is 48 from NSYNC and Dancing with the Stars, Uber Star. So, you know, I'm also putting in NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. I mean, we have a great playlist this morning. This one I kind of chuckled at. Rick Ross is 49, the chubby rapper from Miami who used to work as a prison guard. So,
he really turned his career around. Good for him.
I had to like the chubby description in there because I've got that covered, but I'm not rapping. But if you have ever seen me do vanilla ice, you'll get a good chuckle out of that. So usually an adult beverage involved.
Karaoke in our future. I know you said you don't do that, but I'm very persuasive with things that are fun, so we will just have to see.
Yeah, I've done it actually before. We were down in North Carolina for work many years ago, and yeah, I did karaoke. We'll leave it at that.
You gotta tell us. Okay, we're gonna have to have a text contest on this one. What did Dave sing for karaoke? Or, and I'm developing this as we speak, so if you'd like to text in and tell us what your go-to karaoke song is, that would be super fun. Most of the people I know who enjoy karaoke or who don't still have a go-to karaoke song that they feel comfortable singing or that is at least entertaining enough for themselves that they may get up on stage and do that. Moving forward, Catherine Morris is 56, Cold Case star. She was also on Sarah Shahi's short-lived NBC show Reverie. Also, Rakim is 57, hip-hop pioneer and inspiration to many of today's top MCs, including Eminem. So I feel like you need to find some of that 80s and 90s rap at this point, like and R&B, of course, and boy band, of course, because that seems to be, I don't know if there's something going out. All these dudes are born on the same day, and they all kind of rolled through the same, you know, music genre, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah, and you know, we don't have a lot of Eminem in our playlist. I did find one that he was in with Rihanna. If we get time, maybe we'll play that one as well. But I don't think I'm going to get enough time to get those in. We'll see. We're definitely going to do NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. There was a lot of good music ones in there today.
Yeah, I'm Sarah McLachlan, 57. Love her.
I knew you were reading the...
So true, though. I can't even watch that commercial.
Me neither.
I don't know that this is her main talent, but again, I paraphrase. Singer whose main talent is making people feel sorry for stray kittens that abuse beagles.
Yeah, the commercials.
The commercial, the PSA is so powerful, and her song is so, it just pulls on all the heartstrings. So, I mean, whoever created that PSA is brilliant because I literally can't watch it. Like, I just have to turn it off. But anyway, Sarah McLachlan is a fabulous artist, and that is not her claim to fame, but it is.
No, it's not. And that's the thing.
Baryshnikov, 77 years old, legendary ballet dancer who lost his straight male fans when he played. Okay, we're going to just. I see that one. He was on Sex and the City. Let's leave it at that. Sorry.
Yeah, let's leave it at that. I'm not sure why they put some of these descriptions in here the way they do. This one is kind of cool. Alan Alda is 89 years old. Hawkeye peer from our Hawkeye Pierce from MASH and Senator Arnold Vinnick on the West Wing. So we all remember him from MASH. I mean, there's no two ways about that. That is cool.
And then one last one, Barbie Benton 75 from Hee Haw. I don't know if anybody watched Hee Haw. What a bizarre show. Not really sure what was, I don't even know what it was about, but I remember it being on. I just remember it, them saying Hee Haw a lot and singing and doing like country dances. But was there an actual like plot line?
I honestly don't remember. I'll be brutally honest with you. I don't really, I remember hearing about it as a kid, but I don't really recall watching it because I had better things to do. I was outside goofing around most of the time as a kid and not in front of a TV. So I honestly, I remember it being on, but I don't remember watching it that closely. So we'll leave it at that. We do have a local birthday that I cannot wait to pass along. Becky texted this into us this morning. John Labatt, happy birthday, buddy. Amazing individual. John is just, he's a great guy all around. Knowing him for a long time, he remembers me from my younger years. We'll just leave it at that. So, yes. And we just got a text in from Brigida. She says, my grandparents usually watch Hee Haw, and it was like a country western variety show.
Variety show. There you go. Yeah, that's why it was so bizarre. Variety shows are just, you never know. That's kind of the whole idea, right?
It is. But we thank you for texting in.
I got a local birthday I want to sneak in there too. Miss Elsa, a very, very lovely, smart, and amazing young lady, is turning 16 today. So happy sweet 16, Elsa. Happy birthday to all of you who are having birthdays and anniversaries today. Treat yourself as the kings and queens that you are. Do something nice for someone that's having a birthday or anniversary today. And as always, just, you know, choose kindness and joy. And it should be easier to do that today because the weather is feeling good.
Yes, it is. So, Emily, you're going to be back with me at 8:10. We're going to talk about our flash sale that's happening, and I cannot wait to talk about the sexiest jobs out there. And I don't know if you've looked at this list yet, but you're going to laugh, and I did not spike this in there, so you're going to laugh when you see it.
Looking forward to that, boy. Yep. Never know what's coming to you on the radio show in the morning here with Dave and Emily, but you will find out.
Yeah, you're going to find out what those careers are. I'm going to give you a hint. Radio DJ, not on the top of the list. So, well, but, you know, I still may have made the list. We'll talk about that at 8:10. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch and Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your MaxFM community calendar. It's time again for the Baraboo Cocoa Crawl. It's going to be happening on Saturday, February 1st from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. There'll be over a dozen amazing stops to try all kinds of creative cocoa concoctions located all over downtown Baraboo. Many locations will have some great treats to go along with their cocoa creations. Be sure to go to Becca Cates and get your tickets while they last. Tickets are $5 and kids 3 and under are free. This is a fundraiser for the Friends of Baraboo Parks. Bring your own mug or purchase the official Cocoa Crawl mug at Becca Cates while supplies last. Again, this all goes down on Saturday, February 1st from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in downtown Baraboo. And it's time for the 25th annual Fish Family Steak Feed and 9-Pin Bowling Tournament at Brewster's Lanes in Reedsburg. This event takes place from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Shift 1 will start bowling at 2 p.m. It's a $20 entry fee. There's bowling prizes, plus the steak feed will be served from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. Tickets for the steak feed are $14 in advance or $16 at the door. And then you don't want to miss the legendary silent auction, plus wheelbarrow and meat raffles. All proceeds support the fight against cancer and programs that provide assistance to those fighting cancer, including the UW Carbone Cancer Center. Last year alone, this event brought over $30,000 and since its inception has raised over $500,000. Again, this will be at Brewster's Lanes on Saturday, February 1st from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m.
It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundahl Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at mhcmf.com. See y'all at the fair.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. chulavistaresort.com.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. We have celebrity birthdays and sing Bye 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 on Max FM.
Max FM.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah.
back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump signed more executive orders Monday, including one defect, de-